When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
It's November 1st, 2015, which means it's time for Art Sound Off to resume. What is Art Sound Off? Well, if you go back two episodes of the Thunder Punch Daily podcast, you'll hear that it was a month-long challenge where my buddy Rob Stenzinger and I of LeanIntoArt.com challenged ourselves to record a monthly, or rather a daily, audio reflection journal essay check-in for the entire month of November. And we did it last year. We're doing it again this year. And the way you can participate is by going to artsoundoff.com. And the big idea is just, you know, record a 10 to 15 minute audio journal of your art day and then share it with the Art Sound Off hashtag. Now, longtime listeners of the show might be feeling like this is an old school episode of Thunder Punch Daily because I'm recording it in my car on my phone. It's been a long time since I've done it that way, right? And actually, a lot's changed since the last time I've done this. I mean, I used to do it on an iPhone using a program called Hindenburg Mobile. Right now, I'm doing it on an Android phone with Audio Evolution Digital Audio Workstation app. It's a lot like, looks a lot like GarageBand, if anybody's used the GarageBand on the Mac. We'll see how it holds up compared to its predecessor. Anyway, okay, so it's time to kick off Art Sound Off. So to start this one, I thought it would be a good idea to identify my goals, my goals, outcomes. You know, what do I hope to get out of doing this thing? Besides the fact that I committed to doing it last year, you know, it's like I got to do it because I made accountability. There's one of the things that helps you get something completed. But also, you know, like what would you hope to achieve out of engaging with some kind of art challenge, right? And so I've got mine divided into two realms where two things that suffer in my career as a result of being eternally busy, right? And I'm not alone on this. Anybody who's interested in pursuing a creative career in visual storytelling, whether it's film, whether it's comics, whether it's just doing, you know, not simply, but only illustration, you're juggling a lot, right? Because there's, for a variety of reasons, you know, it's very time consuming. So you have to balance a lot of things in your personal life. It's not always the most financially rewarding career in the entire world. So you have to do a lot of juggling of finances and learn how to manage to get by on less or take on all sorts of extra jobs. Anyway, there's a lot of complications to pursuing a career in visual storytelling. Okay, so let's take that. Let's stipulate that, shall we? As they say in Perry Mason. So when that happens, when the busyness, you know, takes its toll and things start to fall off the plate, as it were, where are some areas that suffer and how can this particular endeavor address that? One big one is taking a moment to just take a breath and reflect on my day. You know, I've made no secret on a bunch of different podcasts like the Lean Into Art Cast that the Emergent Task Planner has been invaluable to me as a tool to track my time, anticipate how the day is going, and then reflect on how the week went when I go back and look at it. I have a 1-2 punch set up between the Emergent Task Planner, the ETP, you can find it at davidsay.com, and Trello. Trello.com is like sort of my daily task manager digital app. But neither of those are terribly awesome at inviting me to stop and breathe and collect myself before moving on. You know, and I'm sure you've experienced this as well, where you feel like you're just knocking obstacles out of your way, one after another. Bam, bam, bam. I gotta give my attention to this. Bam, give my attention to that. Bam, right? You don't have much time always to collect yourself. And for me, a lot of times it will come in the way of walks, physical exercise. I've been, this will probably come up over the course of the month as I'm journaling this stuff. This year I took up running as a new thing. And, you know, it's challenging to fit in a half hour to an hour of physical exercise in a daily regimen when you're already kind of at capacity bandwidth wise. And so that becomes sort of a litmus test for me of, okay, if I don't have time to fit this in, what's going on here? what's going on with my workday? How am I managing my time? And how do I need to start saying no to things? Do I need to start being more expedient with other things? Do I need to, where was the time getting lost? If I don't have the time to do physical exercise, which is my reflective period, then that invites, you know, putting on the brakes and stopping to reflect. So I've got this daily check-in thing that I'm going to be doing for the month of November, the Thunder Punch Daily. That's my opportunity to do that reflection, right? You guys know, anybody who's listened to this show for any amount of time knows that I have a proclivity or a, sort of like a natural alignment to try to find the meaning in the daily essay. It's not just enough to report on something, although I have tried it, and I usually feel really uncomfortable. but like, for the most part, my comfort zone is like trying to find, like, what's the big idea? What's the big takeaway today? What's the big Wonder Years moment? What's the big Doogie Howser moment today? Ooh, now I feel even less comfortable. Anyway, so that's the first goal. The first goal is to utilize Thunder Punch Daily as a way to force myself to find that 15 minutes to reflect on what happened today and hopefully stop, take a breath before, you know, knocking down more obstacles out of the way. The second one is less of a direct personal benefit, but more of like a long-term kind of, hopefully this will be a long-term benefit, is that another area of my career that suffers when I get too overwhelmed is building the narrative around my personal project, right? So I've got this comic, Boulder and Fleet, boulderandfleet.com. Been doing the year anniversary of the comic just happened like a week or so ago. October 27th was when it launched, 2014. And for a while, when I was dropping new pages, I was using that as an opportunity to have a little conversation with myself publicly, like on Twitter, about things I'm struggling with the comic. Not complaining, not like, where are all the readers? When? Why doesn't anybody like my comic? Or you know, like, this is harder than I thought it was. But more like, you know, it page 46 dropped, and only now do I feel like I'm getting the hang of drawing Fleet. You know, it took that long. That's weird. And I still don't feel 100% comfortable drawing Boulder. Having that conversation, let's just be crass, it's partially a marketing thing. It invites other people to talk about my thing, right? Talk about my project with me. But also, it builds a contextual awareness about the project, that there's this guy who works on it. It's not just this thing that just happens. There's a person working on it. And this is the language I use in the Boulder and Fleet Patreon. If you believe in me and if you believe in the art that I do, you know, then I hope you'll support me on Patreon, right? So it's partially about engendering sort of like a little bit of kinship with the people who enjoy the thing, inviting them along for the journey of making the thing, right? But also giving them a prompt to talk about the thing with me. Because it's something I've learned over the years in teaching and in leading public events, like comics events. You know, you can get all the people to show up, but if they don't all know each other, they're not necessarily going to start a conversation amongst one another. They all know they're there for the same reason. But sometimes you need an icebreaker, you need a prompt. And so that's part of my job as the host of the dude who's trying to get people to have a party around this Boulder and Fleet thing, right? So that's the second big goal for me, is use Thunder Punch Daily as an opportunity to catalog those thoughts that I have been thinking, but haven't had the time to sit down and address and post. And somebody might say, oh, wow, how long does it take to post 148 characters? Well, if you're thoughtful about it, it can take a long time, right? Some people have a natural predisposition to be able to like just fire off a message and they've got it thought through at that point. Not me. It's much easier for me to think out loud like this verbally. It's very difficult for me to sit down and, you know, type out those messages on my phone especially when, you know, let's face it, a lot of other things are clamoring for my attention at that time. Whereas this is a focused activity. I've got a microphone in front of me. I've got to attend to it. Nothing else is, I'm sitting in the parking lot of a Trader Joe's right now. And there's all sorts of hubbub going on around me. I'm not paying any attention to that, right? I'm just staring straight ahead, talking to the microphone, addressing this topic with my full attention. So that's one of the other things that I hope will come out of it. So, okay, then we get to, okay, those are the goals that I have control over, right? Those are the goals where it requires an action on my part, a thoughtful and intentional action on my part. Then you could also say, what are the goals that you hope will come out of this thing? What are the goals that you hope other people will perform, right? What benefit will you derive based on other people's activities? Well, pretty straightforward. By chronicling my thoughts and you know, like the struggles and everything that I've been having around my own work and my comic, just like I was saying, it gets people to talk more about the work that I'm doing and engaging with me about it. Then I've got people thinking about my comic all the time. Right. That's a big one. But also, I mean, this is more, see, I don't have control over that though. That requires me to actually be like interesting, engaging. You know, I'm not always successful at that. So, you know, I might wind up, just shouting into the darkness. That is a possibility. But the first two goals I mentioned are things I can control. That's one I don't have a lot of control. And so I'm not going to be pushing a big stack of red chips in that direction. Maybe some. But then the other one, where was I going with that? The other part of that goal. Oh, yes, this is more of like a sort of a squishy long-term thing, is that this format is something that I feel I've derived a lot of benefit from. Over the last 7 years, I have had a lot of people come up to me at various events and tell me how much things like Art and Story, like Lean Into Art, like Comics Are Great, like Saturday Supercast, they told me how much those projects meant to them, or at least how it was nice to have the company and the art studio and all that stuff, right? So I've received benefit from that, and I've talked with a lot of people who really talk about it like it's this thing that only certain people can do, or certain people with a certain disposition can do, and maybe, but I also think it's something that a lot more people should be trying and should be using as a sort of like a incidental piece of material to run alongside their other content as a way to contextualize their work and make people more aware of them as a human being. So there's that. There's a little bit of that whole like, well, maybe if I do this, other people will be, their curiosity will be piqued to give it a try too. And if you want to find out who's trying this year, there's the segue, go to artsoundoff.com or search on Twitter for the hashtag artsoundoff. That'll help you find all the other posts that people are sharing around this, this event as it happens. I hope you'll play along too. There's instructions at artsoundoff.com on what kind of software you can use and, you know, ways to deliver it, ways to store it and so on. So who am I? Boy, did you get this far and wonder, you know, like you don't even know who I am yet. I'm Jersey Drost, cartoonist and teaching artist whose work can be found at boulderandfleet.com. That's my webcomic. Boulderandfleet.com is my webcomic. It's my baby. I really, you know, love everything I'm doing with that book. But I also do freelance illustration. You can see my portfolio at jdrost.net, and you can see sort of like a feed of all the stuff I'm doing at jdrost.com. So, yeah, thanks for downloading and listening. I'll be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. I'll be back tomorrow. That's crazy. This whole month, this is going to be nuts. All right, so I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
As we've just seen, Skeletor went back into the past to make evil things happen. In reality, no one can go back into the past. That's only make-believe. But we can try to learn from the past, from things that have happened to us, and try to apply them toward being better people today. Remember, it's today that counts. So make it the best day possible. Until next time, this is He-Man wishing you good health and good luck.